Good morning, everyone. This country is in a mess right now. Trump is our president, people. And we're going to have to deal with it one way or another. There are protests all over the country right now, including a woman's movement. And I don't know what we're going to do, people. We're going to have to do a lot of praying on this. Now, Trump kind of changed his tone at the inaugurational campaign. It doesn't seem real to me based on the way he campaigned. He said a number of racist things. He made all kinds of remarks pertaining to other people from other nations. And it's a possibility we're going to be in trouble, people. You see, he also said during his campaign that he was going to implement a lot of laws that are already on the books that have not been implemented. And the reason why they haven't been implemented by previous officials is because of the negative impact that they will have on our communities, especially poor communities. He wants to change, dismantle Obamacare. That means we're going to have thousands of people without medical care. We're going back before Obama time. That means Medi-Cal is definitely in jeopardy. They claim Medicare isn't, but I don't trust that as well. But there are going to be millions of people that are going to be affected by Trump's dismantling the care system. And a lot of people are afraid of that based on some things that he said during his campaigning time. It's really sad times for a lot of people. And hopefully you get yourself together. And we want to recall him. We have to be in numbers. We want to impeach him. We have to be in numbers. No matter what we decide to do, it's going to require a quantitative leap. It takes a quantitative leap to bring about a qualitative transformation. And we're going to have to take a quantitative leap. We're going to have to do more than protest and be all over the world seen on television protesting if we are not doing some other things as well. We're going to have to get the individuals that are not registered to vote to vote out in numbers. And then we got to get them out to vote. But those of you that didn't vote at all, you voted for Trump. We said that before. You voted for Trump. You may not understand your lack of participation in the electoral system is very important. But maybe you'll see it now. I thought you had understood it better under the Bush administration. Because we watched them steal an election. Trump just bought one. And we, the people who are supposed to have the power, are left in the dark about a lot of things. Now, those of you that are receiving public assistance of any sort, I strongly suggest that you go out and get a job of some sort right now, even minimum wages, and hold on to it until you can get a better job. Because what's going to happen here, now those laws that weren't implemented are going to be implemented pertaining to public assistance and anything that you're getting to help you out, supplements that you're getting through the government to help you out. They're all in danger. You're not going to be able to do anything, including rent an apartment, unless you have a job. And I attempted to explain affordable housing some time back. I try to tell people, if they're not saying the words Medi-Cal or GA or any of those things pertaining to money, or in housing, if they're not saying Section 8 or low housing, they're not talking about you. Affordable housing means you have to have some income coming in. And now they're going to revamp the whole system. So those of you that get cut off services, and those of you that have already been sanctioned and you're still not doing anything, yeah, they cut you off, but they keep sending you money for the kids. Well, see, you are in danger as well. You got to get a job. If you don't get a job, they take your kids. We're going backwards, people. They're going to immediately take your children and put them in a system that they do not wish to be in. We have a lot of people in that's supposed to care for our children and being paid for who are abusive. That has already been proven a number of times. Your children will not be safe if they're in a governmental system. Now, fast adoption that already started is going to be pumped up, okay? And if you lose your children, you may not ever get them back. They will send them to a whole nother state to be raised by somebody that they don't even know. And that's because laws stipulate that you have to have a nurturing and safe environment for your children. Excuse me. The Responsibility Act, that came back in the mid-90s. And it's going to be in full force now. We have so many problems happening here in Oakland, we can't keep up with them. You know, and in addition to the storms that we're getting, I feel for the people that are homeless out there. They're out there in the elements of the world. We're going to lose people. They're going to die out there. So what we in Oakland are going to have to do is consider taking some of these properties around here through eminent domain. They're not being utilized for anything. Some of them are in livable condition. They may have some minor things wrong, but it's not unsafe. We're going to have to pick out these properties. Please bear with me. I had to spend a few days in the hospital with my bronchial condition. But anyway, we're going to have to pay attention to what's going on here. All I can tell you is that register to vote if you're not. Be prepared for a big fight, because we're going to have a big fight. Housing and all Trump is in the middle of choosing who's going to be, he now is going to officially name, and it's going to be in writing, who the HUD person is. You know, the housing development people. If he cuts back on HUD, allowing people to be able to buy homes or even rent homes, apartments, etc., we're going to be far behind, those of us that don't have jobs right now. Go out and get any kind of job you can that makes at least minimum wages. Quit saying you won't work for minimum wages. Because the next time you repeat that, somebody is looking at you and your children, and you're getting ready to be cut off of subsidies. Now, quit telling people that you are receiving Social Security when the only income that you have coming in is SSI. And that's called Supplemental Security income. It is not necessarily work-based. Okay? So when they're talking about SSI, they're not talking about SSA, the Social Security Administration. You're under a supplemental. They're subsidizing you. That's going to take a hit as well. Everything that the Republicans have been doing in the past is going to occur. The first programs that they cut out are the social programs, those that are dealing with people that don't have that much money coming in. Those are all going to be affected by the Trump administration. Now, for those of you that didn't know that that's the normal route that Republicans take, you should have been paying attention for many years, because that's usually the first programs that get cut. The people programs, the people serving programs, the people that need services of any kind. Now, we have a lot going on here in Oakland. And it looks like Oakland is turning into a Sodom right here in front of my face. For those of you that know anything about the Bible, you've heard of Sodom and Gomorrah, who the cities that God himself destroyed. God today don't do any destruction. It's Satan that does. And God is not going to do a thing about it unless you, the people here in Oakland, do something. Oakland is in danger of being destroyed in a number of ways. See, a lot of people didn't know that one of the major problems with Sodom and Gomorrah that God didn't like was they didn't do anything to help the sick and the poor. Nothing to help the sick and the poor. They were all over the streets drunk, on drugs, having sex right out there in public and everything. So God had to destroy them. And now we're in this dilemma in Oakland. And we're going to have to do something. Now, our civil rights are in jeopardy. Everyone, not just the women that are protesting all over the country. People of color, the civil rights of everyone of color is in jeopardy right now. And the women are the ones that are protesting wearing pink But we're going to have to do more than protest. We're going to have to learn these laws that they are throwing at us, and those that we have just allowed to slide through, and now they're using them. We're going to have to learn them. We're going to have to learn that Constitution, Emancipation Proclamation, and Declaration of Independence. We got to know about Geneva Convention, as well as we need to know about this Electoral College. See, Trump is getting ready to hit Oakland. Not only Oakland, but California. Okay? California has, what, 51 Electoral College votes? He know he didn't get most of them. So if he collects California, he's a shoe-in for another term. And we're going to have to look at that. What do you want him for two terms? Did you even want him for this one? Well, you should have paid attention. Now, I received an email supposedly from Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, and this was right before his election. I mentioned it before, where he called me friend. And at the same time, asking for a contribution of $5 or more. I'm not going to read that whole thing right now because it's quite depressing. And see, it makes me think I can't trust him. I'll get back to that. But in the meantime, some while back, I covered the Ego family. And now I want you to think more about the Ego family in relationship to our new president. So I'll have to give you a couple of definitions. Ego, one's concept of oneself. Clear that he has an ego at some level. The alter ego is one's other self. I think we got a chance to meet Trump's alter ego during the election. Okay. Now, an egocentric person is one who is excessively fixated on his own desires and needs. He is so involved with himself that he considers himself the center of the universe. Yeah, sounds like Trump. Sounds like Trump. Now let's take it another step higher. Let's determine if he's a egomaniacal, egomaniac, a person that is so insanely convinced of his own importance, one who is morbidly insanely wrapped up in himself. That sounds like Trump to me. It really does. And see, he's always wanting to be in front. He wants to be seen. And I don't think he cares whether it's negative or positive. His name is out there. He's branding his name. Well, it's clear to us that he's not an altruist or a person that practices altruism, which is an unselfish person, and they believe in the welfare of others before their own. That's definitely not Trump. So he's in one of these egomaniacal categories. So we need to be careful on how we carry on from this day on. Okay. Mary?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, okay. I just called
you got...
Go ahead.
I know you got something heavy to talk about.
What's
really on your mind?
Well, I could just say to you, you got your businessman in, and good luck with that. You know, good luck with that, because I see nothing but troubles coming away. I really see nothing but trouble. You know, this thing with John Lewis and Trump. Well, I have another perspective on that.
Okay.
I think that when it comes to John Lewis, he's an older man now, and he has to remember that there's other blacks besides the elite blacks. There's the poor blacks that he doesn't seem to recognize in Atlanta. And Trump was just calling them out. And a lot of black leaders who get into these positions, politicians, you know, city council people, supervisors, they forget from where they came from. We put them in, but they maintain the status quo. I'm tired of hearing black people in poverty every time I turn around. By now, we should have been out of poverty. And a lot of times you send these leaders, a lot of black leaders who turn out to be crooks. They don't care about their own communities. And they're still in poverty because they just don't care. They just want a paycheck and pretending like they black to get votes. And I'm sick of that. And I think John Lewis has had his time. Let somebody younger in there, and maybe the poverty will stop. You remember those 19 children that got killed in Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
And they were poor. Nobody seemed to even care about them. They just want to hurry up and get somebody they could find guilty real quick. So
rumor is that came from the Ku Klux Klan, because that's around
that's
the same
what I heard
time.
That happened too.
Yeah,
They had a black police chief, a black this, a black that. And still, you know, they went and got Wayne Williams because he was gay. And they could use him. They considered him guilty. So this was coming from the black elite. Him find somebody, you know. And I'm just saying it needs a change, real black people who want to go in there and really help and stop maintaining the status quo.
Well, you know, just because they're black, that don't mean that they're going to be.
I see that. And, you know,
that
and I
don't
respect
mean
John Lewis. There's no doubt about that. He did a lot for the civil rights movement. But I think some people in the civil rights movement killed Martin Luther King. I had him killed. He was set up. You can't tell me he wasn't set up.
That's one of the rumors as well. One of the rumors as well. We don't know. All I know is once we leave our leaders out there hanging and don't...
And then you hear Trump, I'm going to help the middle class. Well, the middle class has been helped all along. Let's try to help all classes. You know? And the middle class don't care anything about the poor. They're too busy trying to get up there with the upper rich.
Well,
so
we have to
that's
keep
my point
into
on that, you know,
where our tax monies come from. Most of the tax monies come from the middle class. That's
well,
the tax.
Can I say a big so what?
No, well, you can. But
people on welfare get that money right back because they got to buy food. They got to pay rent. They got to buy clothes. They get that money right back. And
everybody
I don't hear nobody
does.
Complain about the welfare anymore because most of the welfare, these foreigners are on it.
That's not
so
true.
So we have a few blacks. We got whites on it. And most
we have a large portion of people on welfare. And we're still at the 40-50% here in Oakland.
I heard it was 26.
No, we haven't gone down that far yet. I wish.
I do believe it. So, you know, we disagree.
Go up to the welfare
office.
What a line you see up there when you go up there.
I got one more thing to say when it comes to these schools. Mr. Wilson, the superintendent of Oakland schools, talking about, we need $25 million. Well, what did they do with the $30 million they had, which they embezzled?
Like he said, Washington, D.C. We don't follow the money.
Well, who's filing it and putting it in their pocket?
We, the people, are supposed to follow the money.
You know, and he's just as crooked as he could be. He could be. He should be under a prison.
Well,
and he's black. it boggles the mind. You know, I don't hate anybody. I hate what you do, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'll stick by that. Well, you sound much better, and you take care.
And you take care too, Mary.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Mary is one of Sobeat's seniors who has always been active in community issues since I've known her. And she is very angry, and she has a right to be. But we have to look as a people, African Americans, because Mary loves her people and she wants to see her people succeed. But we're going to have to look at our behavior and the consequences of our behavior, regardless of how angry we are. The Bible says, be angry, but without sin. But we have a tendency to be sinful with our anger, doing things, you know, coveting other people's properties and things like that in a number of ways. That doesn't work. What we have to do, people, is fight a good fight of politics, because all of this stuff is written down somewhere. And we're going to have to learn how to deal with what fight that we have in front of us. It's sad, but we're going to have to do it, you know. Now, I'm going to restructure the radio programming so we can have a number of guests on the show. I'm going to be inviting in many of the people that are in my database who wish to be on the show, and they're in a number of categories. I'm going to pretty much deal with the individuals that are in religion or spiritual. I want to call in a number of life coaches so maybe they can give the people in Oakland an idea of what they could do to become self-sufficient. So I'm going to change the format effective in February 2017. The first week will be Bible studies. The second week will be dealing with community affairs. The third week we will deal with health and things around health. Fourth week, we're going to have the life coaches. Now, sometimes they're 5 weeks, or they're going to be 5 Saturdays during this year, and that's April, July, September, December. That will be for Bible studies as well. Now, we need to talk about a lot of things, and we need to get into the civil rights. We need to learn that Constitution, as well as the Declaration of Independence, because all of these things are in effect right now. And see, we have housing issues. The city council is dealing with the housing issues, as well as having a moratorium on people being evicted. Now, a lot of this stemmed from that warehouse fire that killed all those people. And so now a lot of landlords who know their property is not up to par are going to evict people whether they're in a warehouse or not, because they know that they're going to be targeted. And if the landlord wasn't listening to the tenants previously about what repairs need to be done, they know they're going to have to do it now, because they don't want any tenant to be calling in at this time any authorities, okay? Now, you should know your rights as a tenant, because Oakland has tenant protection laws that regulate rent increases, prohibit illegal evictions, prohibit tenant harassment, and it typically covers units built before January 1st, 1983. There may be some exceptions. Remember that. It typically covers units built before January 1st, 1983. If it was built after 83, there's a different process you will have to go through. You're not protected as well. Now, Oakland has a severe housing affordability problem. And if you hear them talk about affordable housing, they're not talking about Section 8 or any of the low housing programs. Now, you people that are on lists right now, hopefully you're called up before all of this changes. But I want you to know, those of you that have already messed up under Section 8 and low housing, you may not ever, no matter how many times you sign up for it, they may not ever call you because you've already messed up. You got evicted and all you had to do was pay $11 a month in a brand new complex. I've seen it happen myself on my own caseload. Well, we also still have a police problem. And we're asking people to keep cell phones and your cell phones able to take pictures, because that's what they want you to do now. Even though the police, some of them have cameras on them, they have control of the camera, turning it off and on and everything like that. So we don't know when they're going to turn it off and just beat somebody half to death and it won't show on the film. So it's up to us, the people. We have to police the police. That was the main reason why the Black Panther Party was started, to police the police right here in Oakland, and now we'll have to do the same. The Black Panther Party does have a chapter here, I believe, in Oakland. Maybe you should contact them as well. I don't know. All I know is it's going to require the citizens to unite. It's going to require the citizens to unite in such a large quantity that they will be heard, and at the same time don't have any violence occurring, because that makes it look bad too. Now, I happen to personally know that when people see that something like a march or something is going to happen in Oakland, they come from other cities and come here and damage up stuff, just like they come from other cities and dump garbage in Oakland. Oakland has been the dumping ground for a long time, and now they're coming up with some methods to make people pay for this. Everything is dumped in Oakland, including the majority of the offenders, you know, sex offenders and all, are dumped right here in Oakland. The majority of them. We have, I don't know how many cities in this county, how many, 11, 12, something, in this county, but Oakland receives the larger amount of the dumping of whatever. Just like 65% in the latter 90s, 65% of the AFDC cases are welfare cases, cases with children. 65% of them were in Oakland, and I don't know how they allowed that to happen. And it has gotten so bad that the surrounding cities don't want you to move there as well, because they're only going to have a certain amount of Section 8 slots and what have you, and I'm pretty sure they're going to scrutinize the people to the T before they let any more Section 8 come in than they've already allowed. The only thing I can tell you to do is get you a part-time job immediately and hold on to it until you get a better job. It's about, that's the system that you're supposed to be on anyway, getting a job, getting a better job, getting a better job, and developing a career. We have a large population of people in Oakland that can't even read and write and have a high school diploma. We sat back and let them graduate our kids and they couldn't read and write. And now your child can't get a job because they're not going to be able to pass a test. Now, they threw out a lot of those tests years back saying that they were racist. Well, they're not going to have questions on there like that now. They're going to have basic math, basic English, basic comprehension questions. And a large population of Oakland people will not be able to pass those tests. So you won't get a job. Now, if you have some type of skill, maybe you should start your own business. You're going to have to bring out all your goodies out the box and do whatever hustle it takes for you to survive. Don't do anything illegal because they're watching you. They're looking right at you. They know who's not receiving any type of money and who's going to be cut off. And they're going to watch you because they know that you're going to start breaking the law. Before you starve to death, you're going to be stealing food. Common sense would tell people that. So what I suggest you do is, if you don't have any skills, go to one of the community colleges or skill programs. I really don't push going to any of the private programs where you're going to have to get loans and grants also to attend. When a lot of these programs die before you even graduate from the program. So we have a large population of people who owe student loans that didn't even complete the training because the facility closed down. Now, they have waivers for all of this because the government realized this is happening, but you have to go and ask for it. And you're going to have to watch what monies come for whatever services you need. Now, go to a reputable community college or adult school. A lot of you don't want to go to adult school, and you'd rather go to community college. Yeah, they allow you to go even if your scores are low, and have you go through pretty much taking classes that are like high school classes. They won't be transferable to any state university or anything. But you may be able to go that route. But some of you are not able to keep up with the math, the English, and reading at that level. So you're going to have to go to the adult basic education and get your adult basic education together. Many of you don't want to do that. You're going to fall through the cracks, and you're going to end up, those of you that have children, with your children taken from you, shipped off somewhere, fast adoption. And like I said, you may not ever get those children back. So it's up to the people to do what's necessary. Look at your own behavior before you blame others. for your situation. You know, I don't want to hear you say there are no jobs out there when people are getting jobs every day. I'm not the one for you to say that to at all, because I will ask you just a few questions to determine whether if you're even trying. You know, for example, may I see a copy of your current resume? They don't have one. And in my training, I teach individuals how to complete the application as well as getting a resume together, because you're going to have all of that. Now, business people want you to send them resumes. They don't want to talk to you. I say still, because you're looking for any kind of job that you can get to bring some money in, look for those signs outside of businesses that's saying help wanted. That means that they're hiring. Let that be your first job, and then continue to do job search until you find a better job. If you have a job, you're more employable. The longer you're without a job, the harder it is for you to get a job, another job. And a lot of people don't realize that you're going to have a lot of gaps in your resume as well as your application. Now, there are certain techniques you can use to enhance your resume and application, but it's just only so much you could do. Don't mess around and buy one of those computerized resume programs, because a lot of you make a mistake not editing it down to suit you. Because, see, your resume and your application is going to set the interview. They're going to ask you questions. I've seen a person already make that mistake who was a bookkeeper or accountant, and they had what was called A/R and A/P accounts. They were asking you, were you able to do that? And on your resume, you had that, but you didn't even know what it meant. You know, accounts payable, accounts receivable, they may have all kinds of codes for it. And when they ask you, oh, you have managed accounts receivable accounts and accounts payable accounts, they didn't know what the person was talking about. They left that on the resume, and it should have been taken off. Many times you won't have all of the skills that are in that resume program, and so you're going to have to choose which ones that you need to keep in there that apply to you. Because if you're not able to answer the questions that's on your resume and application, for certain you're going to be bypassed for that job. Now, as I said, if you're not going to be able to get a job, you need to start a business or do some type training. I'm one of the kind of people, many years ago, I started going to these programs that they generally have out at the hotels. This one was at the Holiday Garden Inn in Emeryville, and it occurred on the 9th of January. They mailed me a thing, a brochure type page thing, talking about tax. It's a tax lien event to teach you how to make money off of tax liens. And I said, let me go, because someone told me they had gone to one of these things before and it wasn't right. Now, what they say you're going to get for attending, just attending, you're going to get a smartwatch, two DVDs on tax liens for profit, plus a free meal. But okay, this one started at, what time, about 12 o'clock, 12:30. They had two in Emeryville on the 9th, one at 12:30 and one at 6:30. Now, they sell the whole thing inside here. You're going to get the secret to real estate tax lien certificates, providing up to 16% to 25% rates on return. Start earning extra money. They're saying up to $7,800 a month, and all you need is $100 to start. And it also says how to get on great, how to get your hands on great properties at a 25% discount. So you know that a lot of people attended. I think that's where I got my cold from. It was 100 people there, and I did hear a few coughs and sneezes. But anyway, the free meal that we got consisted of a turkey sandwich. They had sodas and water. I took water. They had a cookie, an apple, and a small bag of potato chips. That was the meal. They did give out two DVDs on tax liens for profit. Disc one and disc two. Together, they are both about 10 minutes. So they didn't give you that much information. But what I was more concerned about was the free watch, the smart watch for attending. Now, I got everything except the watch there. They gave us a piece of paper to complete to send in for our watch. What I did is I sent them a certified letter with the piece of paper in it requesting my watch. So now they said expect 6 to 8 weeks before we get it. I'll keep you posted to see if they actually send the smart watch, which is supposed to be expensive. I don't know. But I was told by someone that they hadn't received everything from these programs. We have what is called a consumer advocate show where we test products and we talk about products that are ordered off the television or on the internet or whatever, and you weren't satisfied with your services. Well, we're going to be covering more of that this year than we did last year. And I'll keep you posted on, you know, the products that we have so you'll know whether it's liked or disliked. But anyway, we have a lot to do, people. We're going to have many things we're going to be bombarded with to take our money. Many people are fraudulently getting your money. Watch out for all the emails you get pertaining to a bank account. See how I was able to catch it and not being a problem. I don't do any banking on the computer at all. I prefer talking to a real person when I make an order. The systems I don't like are the systems that when you call in to purchase something and they ask you for your card and all kind of stuff before you even know what your costs are. And I just recently had a company that had a system like that that required me to call back because I had no idea of what the cost was, of what my order was, and whether they even had it. They had so many other connected businesses pertaining to travel and all kind of stuff, and getting magazines, and, well, anyway, I didn't want any of the whatever they had added to that. all I wanted was what is called the handy heater. It's a little small heater that is supposed to be really good and will heat up a small room, such as this room I'm in now, which is a very small room. And all I wanted was the two heaters. Well, I got two orders, so it's going to be four heaters. If you get buy one, get one free, I did it twice. Well, anyway, I had no idea what when the call hung up. I had no idea what I was, you know, to do because I didn't have anything. But they did say that they were going to email me, which they did. The email I was sent didn't have everything on it. So I had to make the phone calls, and it was a good thing that I was writing down the telephone numbers that they say you have to call within 30 days or you're going to be charged. I wrote down those telephone numbers, and I called the individuals right away. And they didn't have me in their system as yet, and so they didn't know who I was. And I've already told them on the phone, in which they said they were recording, that I didn't want those items. I didn't want, no, they had the coupon book where you have all kind of discounts. Then they had a travel special thing, and then they had a magazines, you get so many free. But if you don't call back after 30 days, you're going to start receiving those magazines regularly. I didn't want any of that stuff. So what I'm going to do is sit back and wait, because I've called and talked to everybody. They know I want it canceled. I'm going to sit back and wait and see what I am actually charged on my card. If I'm charged for any of those things I said I didn't want, I'll let you know. But beware of ordering something. I kept on with it because I wanted to be able to, if there was something wrong with it, I can use it on the Consumer Advocate show. But I want you to beware of a lot of the products that they're selling over the television. And when you call in, that you may end up paying more than you expected, and you have no idea because the system that they have set up was intended to be that way. I refuse to believe that these people are not doing this purposely, making sure you don't get a live person until you call one of those numbers, because that's the only time I got a live person, is when I call one of the numbers that pertaining to those other things that they were trying to sell me, and I didn't want them. So beware, people, because they've been doing that for a while, and the next thing you know, you'll have charges on your cards and things that you didn't expect, and it's harder to get those charges off than getting them on, you know, and many people have that practice. If you call in the business to order something, you get somebody right away. But if you push the number that says you have a problem, you may not get anybody. So beware, because this is what a lot of people are doing. They are predators. That's the best word that I can come up with. They are predators. And they're preying on a lot of people, and a lot of times it's seniors. So we're going to have to protect our children and the seniors, because they are definitely up under attack. People are snatching children up every day. You know, we had to get some of those folks out of our community that weren't from this country, and they had these ice cream trucks. And we've lost some children possibly through those ice cream trucks. And see, they sell these kids into prostitution and send them to another whole country. You know, or people are still practicing blood sacrifices. whether you believe it or not, they are. Look on the internet and you'll find some information about it. They are. In parts of this world, people are still practicing blood sacrifices, and I'm talking about human blood, not the animals, human. And some of these people say that they're witches, and some of them say they worship the devil. You're going to have to be careful who you associate yourself with. You know, I get away from people that tell me that they don't believe in God or our Lord Jesus Christ. There's something wrong with that to me. You know, so I have to get away from people like that. Stay away. I believe that that ghost ship warehouse burned down because there were evil signs outside of the building, which causes unclean spirits to attack the building. And how they do that, they attack the people that are associated with it. Evil spirits cause you not to do the right thing, causes you to steal electricity from another building, causing a fire. I don't know. We're going to have to watch what we're doing. Oakland is turning into a Sodom, and that means that Satan is going to try to take down Oakland. I believe Oakland, San Francisco, and Richmond are the three cities that have the most danger of being destroyed within. Well, I guess I'll close for now, and see you next week. I'm going to say a couple of closing here. Madge Gates on Soul Beat used to say, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall. Stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Helen Davis used to say, I love you, her closing, and then she says, and it ain't a thing you can do about it. Now, my closing is the same. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.